a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be student Rabbi Brian Nelson of the Mount Zion Temple in Sioux Falls. Leading us in the pledge will be James Geppert from Chamberlain.
Let us take a moment for reflection. Out to the west, etched in stone, are faces some of our nation's greatest leaders. They look out across this great state, across the prairie and the Black Hills, the farmlands, the badlands, and a growing and diverse population. As this body convenes, under their watchful gaze, let us be reminded of the sacred purpose for which we are gathered, to fairly and justly represent all people across this great state. At this moment, let wisdom and integrity descend upon us. Knowledge and discernment form our thoughts. May we be filled with the spirit of righteousness, kindness, and love. Let insight and compassion guide us. Faith and integrity sustain us. May we have the vision and courage to sow the seeds of prosperity so the people of this land may continue to reap its fruit. We have been endowed with noble powers. May we use them to bring about the promise of this great nation, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Kain Yehi Bimhira Beyamenu. May it be so speedily in our days. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Microphone. Representatives Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Contant, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Lateral, Lusk, Magsted, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Rampkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tulson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Wester, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House journals of the second and third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Occasionally, we have a little fun in the House chamber, but we do have sad occasions at times. And Representative Hunhoff, would you like a personal privilege?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, many of you have already heard, I'm sure, that last night we learned that Gil Ketzel, and many of you knew Gil Ketzel, the longtime legislator, served in both the House and the Senate, and he died yesterday. And he's a wonderful family man, so our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to his wife, Deborah, their two children and grandchildren, and his so many friends and extended family around South Dakota. He was a fireman. Many of you know he was a fireman, a labor leader, as I said, a legislator. He always fought for the underdog. So as we go home, let's just remember Gil Ketzel for all the many, many good things that he did for people in South Dakota. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1036 and 1063 do pass, and House Bill 1012 do pass as amended. David Lust, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1008 and 1009 do pass. Brian Gosch, Chair.
Thank you. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 88th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation for the elective and appointive officers and members of the 88th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 88th legislative session. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Any announcements? I see we have a guest in the back. Any announcements? Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For those of you who are movie aficionados, you'll appreciate the fact that the presence of this individual in our chamber indicates that they are going to do a sequel to the movie Up. And the main character of that movie has joined us. He's also known as former Representative Chuck Turbeville, so please give him a hand.
Any other announcements? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tax Committee will not be meeting on Tuesday morning. Go ahead and enjoy a few extra hours with your family. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is that working? Appropriation Committee meeting Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock. We're going to listen to the Criminal Justice Initiative in LR 1 and 2.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Tuesday morning, 7:45, House Ag and Natural Resource Committee. Love to see you all there. Thank you.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Local Government Committee will not be meeting on Tuesday morning. So those members of the House Local Government Committee, you can go visit Appropriations or go visit one of the other committees that are meeting. I'll take roll. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be House Health and Human Services Committee meeting, 7:45 a.m. on Tuesday, ready to see bills.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Retirement Laws Joint Committee meeting, room 412. Thank you.
And any other announcements? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will meet Tuesday at 10. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? With that, drive safe, everybody. It looks like going west is going to be the worst. Some places north. Going east could get treacherous as the day goes along. So be careful out there. Take your time. And hope to see you back here soon. With that, Representative Turbeville. I'm sorry. Representative Steele. Those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.